This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. President Joe Biden slammed the brakes on drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In his first hours in office, Biden signed an executive order to put a temporary moratorium on all oil and natural gas leasing activities in the Northern Alaska Refuge. He cited, quote, alleged legal deficiencies underlying the program, end quote, including the inadequacy of a required environmental review. The order was among a list of actions the new president immediately took to reverse policies of his predecessor. Bernadette Dementev, executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee and a longtime drilling opponent, says the news gave her an overwhelming sense of relief.
I just sat on my couch and looked at my grandson and just cried. It's everything I do is for our future generations.
But Dementev added, the fight is not over. She wanted to see oil development banned on the coastal plain. Biden's order directs the Interior Department to review the oil leasing program and to do a new analysis of its potential environmental impacts. The order came a day after the Trump administration announced it had, in its final moments, formally issued the first ever oil leases for the coastal plain. The state of Alaska holds nearly all of the 10-year leases. Top Alaska lawmakers last week blasted Biden's efforts to halt oil development on the land. Governor Mike Dunleavy says Biden is threatening Alaska's economic future. He argues Alaska knows how to do oil and gas development responsibly.
It's 2021. It's a modern civilization that demands resources. We're either going to get them from Alaska or it's going to come from some other place in Africa, South America, Asia. And I think everyone agrees that their environmental protections are not anywhere near what ours are.
Drilling boosters say if the Biden administration wants to permanently ban oil drilling in the coastal plain, it needs to figure out a way to compensate those that would have financially benefited from development, including the state and Alaska Native corporations. For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.